AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Democrats are pulling their endorsements for Maine Senate candidate Graham Plantner. According to a political report, a woman has accused him of sexual assault. Plantner has faced other controversies. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A woman who previously dated Maine Senate candidate Graham Plantner says he drunkenly forced her to have sex after she told him to stop in 2021. Jenny Rassicott told Politico that she'd been in an on-and-off relationship with Plantner, but says she cut off contact after that night and told him the incident was not consensual. Plantner posted a video on his social media campaign account saying,
"Any accusation of non-consensual behavior is categorically false."
Plantner has canceled a number of town halls.
"Regardless of the inaccuracy of the reporting, but mindful the political reality will inflict, we are taking the time to reflect on the best path forward."
Plantner is seeking to unseat Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump will arrive in Turkey for a NATO summit today. NATO allies are expected to showcase new military projects worth billions of dollars. They're trying to convince Trump they're boosting defense spending. A tanker caught fire in the Strait of Hormuz after a projectile hit it. British maritime officials say the environment was not affected. Iran State Television says the tanker was attacked while ignoring warnings. It did not directly claim the assault. The U.S. soccer team was knocked out of the World Cup last night. Belgium beat the Americans 4-1 in Seattle. More on this and other stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Ernest Hemingway's masterpiece on Spain's bull runs turns 100 years old, with its allure intact.
The San Fermín Festival in Pamplona keeps tour operator Bruce Anderson very busy.
And almost all of it is driven by the romance around Sun Also Rises and Death in the Afternoon.
Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises put Pamplona on the map. Bill Hillman read the book.
The time I was done with that book, I was going to be a writer and I was going to be a bull runner.
Hillman has struggled with bipolar disorder.
The thing that really kept me going through all those bad years was that I had an adventure waiting for me in Spain.
Actress Mariel Hemingway says identity, love, purpose, and how to rebuild after profound loss are themes that haven't ever changed.
That's what's great about my grandfather, is that he dealt with things that were profound and deep about human nature.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Today in your city, someone is walking their dog. Someone is crossing the street to their car. Someone's kid is riding a bike home. And they're counting on you to drive the speed limit. Speeding accounts for nearly 30% of traffic fatalities. And most of those crashes don't happen on the interstate. They happen on the streets where people live. Slow down. It's an act of care for the people around you. So remember, speeding catches up with you. Know the road and respect its limits. Presented by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.